The new commander of the Coast Guard's Marine Safety Office in Valdez was part of the team that investigated the sinking of the fishing vessel Alaska Ranger. MSO Valdez oversees the tanker traffic in and out of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline Terminal. Tony Gorman, a member station KCHU, was there as Benjamin Hawkins took command yesterday.
Commander Benjamin Hawkins has been a part of several key investigations throughout his Coast Guard career. During his time as chief of the New York Sector's Inspection Department, he investigated the 2003 fatal crash of the Staten Island ferry Andrew J. Barbary. While leading the Human Element and Ship Design Division of the Office of Design and Engineering Standards at Coast Guard Headquarters in Washington, D.C., he was a member of the Marine Board of Investigation that investigated the 2008 sinking of the Alaska Ranger. Now the Michigan native brings his experience to the Port of Valdez. Hawkins officially took charge of the Valdez Marine Safety Unit during a change of command ceremony at the Valdez Civic and Convention Center Tuesday morning.
Upon relief of duties at Coast Guard Headquarters, Washington, D.C., proceed to Valdez, Alaska for assignment of duty as Commanding Officer, Marine Safety Unit of Valdez.
Hawkins, who said his family always wanted to come to Alaska, promised the Coast Guard would continue to work tirelessly with the community to facilitate a safe and secure commerce while protecting the port, the environment, and the public.
To be successful, we must continue to foster a collaborative environment that is built on trust and respect. We look forward to working with you and seek your continued support and participation. Together, we will keep the Port of Valdez safe and secure.
He urged his new unit to embrace people, professionalism, and preparedness.
Our strength is people. Our dedicated corps of active duty, civilian, reserve, and auxiliary shipmates, supported by committed industry partners, sister agencies, and our families, are a tremendous asset. Each is essential to the mission execution, and they are our highest priority.
Hawkins takes over for Commander Darrell Verfey, who led the unit for the last 3 years. After the ceremony, Verfey said his biggest accomplishment on the job was bringing the five independent entities within the unit together as one.
Certainly wasn't my doing alone, but it was the teamwork and the effort from all the other commands, the detachments, the cutter.
He said leaving will be difficult because the last 3 years have been great to him and his family.
I got to run the ceremonial start of the 2010 Iditarod with my youngest son, Connor. I got to climb Mount McKinley. I got to go bear hunting. I mean, living the Alaskan life.
Verfey is heading to Cleveland, Ohio, where he will be chief of prevention on the Great Lakes for the 9th Coast Guard District. He says he will return to Alaska to finish a bucket list of things he didn't get to do while he was stationed in Valdez. As for Hawkins' bucket list,
it's actually a good idea because there's so much that we want to do. The kids and I and Casey are all excited. Getting back into hunting and fishing, first and foremost. But there's so much more to do and so much to see in Alaska as big as it is. So the list has started. We'll be adding to it.
Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.